You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
I received a very important piece, actually a very interesting piece, which said the following. The headline is, "For investment success, buy businesses, not stocks." This comes from the desk of Samantha Stain, Chief Investment Officer at Canon Asset Managers. And it says here, "A closer look at the histories of global giants Microsoft and Nestle demonstrates the importance of investing in businesses rather than just stocks and having patience." Samantha is with me now. Samantha, I like this because these are practical examples that you put out, and that's the way that I understand things. So you're looking at Microsoft and Nestle, two well-established companies in two completely different fields, but you use them as an example. What was the motivation for your piece?
Hi, Lindsay. So, I mean, we often hear the school of thought whereby a lot of people say, don't time the market, but rather spend time in the market.
Yes.
And I took that thought and applied it on a stock level. And we believe that if you find good companies and businesses, you want to invest in them at good prices and leave them. Don't let emotions or markets get in the way. And you'll often find investors will sell at lows, or buy at highs, and that's just based off emotional decision making. So I used that on a stock level and used these examples just to demonstrate that. And with Microsoft and Nestle specifically, there were often times in their history whereby it might have been quite hard for investors to hold on to that share. And I've used a few examples there of times where we saw Microsoft trading down 64% from its high, had you bought at that high during the dot-com bubble or during the global financial crisis. Again, it's all down 59%, and now more recently with the pandemic, 27%. So those are quite negative returns for investors. However, if you look over longer periods, the best thing you could have done in either of these share investments was just to stay invested and not sell.
The other thing is, of course, when it comes to my own personal experiences, I'm using Microsoft right now as I look at my screen. And I have a guilty confession. I had a cup of PG Tips tea this morning at around about 11:15 and a Kit Kat. So I've used Nestle and Microsoft today. So I understand these companies. And I think that gives you a certain sense of familiarity and closeness to the stocks. Let's start with Microsoft. You say Microsoft's bumpy road to global tech giant. Go on, if you would, from here.
Yeah, so I mean, if you are able to identify a company like Microsoft, they are able to adapt to times, really change their business model and grow regardless of certain underlying economic situations. So this is a great business that had you invested, you would have done well through various periods in its history. And even today, I mean, we still think Microsoft is a great business trading on a relatively okay valuation and definitely a portfolio, a stock you want to put it in your portfolio and basically put in the bottom drawer and do nothing.
Hmm. It says here the company's evolution has seen its share price appreciate an unbelievable, as you describe it, average of 18.37% per annum since its listing. That is astonishing, and it just keeps on going.
It does. And I mean, this is generally a company we think is high quality and a compounder. So it's not based on cyclical environments. It's just able to adapt. And now they've branched out into different sectors. So previously it was just a hardware company. But now Microsoft today has more online software solutions, even Microsoft Xbox, and even their cloud computing is a big growth area within this business. So these are the type of companies you want to identify. And like I said, just have the patience, stay invested, and not confuse share price volatility with the valuation of the underlying company, because those are very different things.
You sum it up quite nicely. You say, recently, the February COVID-19 sell-off saw the price slump 28% within 3 weeks, well, along with a lot of other shares as well, falling from $189 a share to around about $135 in mid-March. But investors who allowed fear and anxiety, you say, to provoke them into pulling their funds during this time would have missed out on the share price's subsequent recovery, which saw it quickly regain 49% to a high of, let's call it, $202 per share in June, a point which underscores the importance of patience and resilience. Let's move on to the Kit Kat company now, my favorite sweet, Nestle. And you say here, an emotional roller coaster with rich rewards. Go on from there.
Yeah, so similar to Microsoft, Nestle has also had an impressive stock price history. So listed early 1990s at $8. Today, the share is over $100 per share. But similarly, it has had periods of underperformance. So in the 2000s, you saw it, early 2000s with the dot-com bubble, you saw it sell down 40%. And then again with the global financial crisis, we saw another 35% sell-off, and more recently 17% earlier this year with the pandemic. But similar to Microsoft, it has recovered everything that's from the low of this year. So that's it. Once again, had investors reacted emotionally to the sell-off, they would have missed out on that recovery. And this is, again, a share that you want to own for long periods of time. And history has shown they've far outperformed the index and delivered strong returns. I mean, you know it as the Kit Kat company. I know it as the condensed milk company. So that was one of its first products.
Yes.
But now they've got a lot of products. They've branched into a lot of categories, and even with the new times, have launched new vegan ranges. So they continue to adapt and evolve with society, and these are great businesses. I mean, and that's what you want to own.
What I like about it is it's a global leader, and it's got the distribution networks established over decades and decades. Although it's quite easy, not easy, but I mean, it is possible to sort of impinge upon their business. This is a global giant, which is well-trusted and well-loved, I think, not just amongst stakeholders and shareholders, but also customers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, its market cap is $320 billion. I mean, that's massive, but still trading at relatively great valuations. I mean, this is this company has a high return on equity of 23%. It's a good dividend payer, price earnings multiple of 24.
Yeah, which is these days is not particularly stretched. So what would you say? I mean, looking at Microsoft and Nestle, there must be a few others in the Canon Asset Managers portfolio that you could also reference. But on the other hand, this sort of epitomizes companies that you just stick with during good and bad times.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so I've chosen two shares from our Global Champions portfolio. And as you mentioned earlier on, in two sectors, but we have other shares within the portfolio, a lot of technology, and even within our local portfolios. I mean, the same rule applies. If you can find great businesses and invest in them, the best thing to do is nothing. And I mean, if I think of our local portfolios, companies we've held for a long time, even the banks, I mean, even with the more recent sell-off, if you look at First Rand over its history, I mean, even over 10 years, 20 years, this company has outperformed inflation by 2 to 3 times. I mean, so still a great company, even locally, to find these compounders that will outperform.
You say, in conclusion, past performance is not a guarantee of future returns, but the clear message arising from these companies' histories, the two we've just spoken about, is to invest in businesses, not stocks, then hold the investment as long as the business, not the stock, continues to perform in accordance with your expectations. Be patient, you say, and steady, you say, and you will also reap the rewards. Well said. Sounds pretty boring, but it's actually not boring at all. Samantha, thank you very much for your time. That's Samantha Stain, who is the Chief Investment Officer at Canon Asset Managers. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.